keeping you informed. This is Katy Country 94 and Z96.3 News.
Kansas Information Network News. I'm Jen Austin. One step closer to an innovative public initiative for Clay County residents. Roxanne Stewart has more.
Grow Clay County has announced the Clay Center Community Improvement Foundation has received a $500,000 challenge grant to work on the Clay Center Multi-Generational Life Center project. The grant comes from the Goldstein Foundation and is critical to expanding the Life Center to include two gymnasiums with a walking track. The community is now charged with raising $500,000 to match that grant. To donate, go to claycentercif.org. I'm Roxanne Stewart.
Wichita's Orpheum Theater is preparing for renovations that will take about a year. It's been dubbed Seat Week this week. And again, today you can stop by the theater and tag one of the seats to be removed. Seats can be purchased for a $30 donation. A total of 1,300 seats are for sale. Most of the seats were donated by Townies Square Movie Theater in the 1990s. Seats will be removed soon as part of the renovation process. And you can see more at wichitaorpheum.com. This is Kansas Information Network News.
The voice of agriculture, Kansas Farm Bureau.
The U.S. is clamping down on the importing of livestock from Mexico. The move is designed to stop the spread of what's called the New World screwworm.
Screwworms haven't really been a problem in the U.S. because they were effectively eradicated in the 60s using what's called a sterile fly technique.
Farm Bureau economist Bernd Nelson says sterile flies are grown, then released into the wild, which slows down the breeding process. The technique has worked until the pest began spreading last year again in Panama and Costa Rica and then moved into Mexico.
There's only one facility left to produce those sterile flies, and that's located in Panama. There's no longer enough flies to keep this thing at bay. This has led USDA to shut down the ports of entry to cattle, bison, and horses entering the U.S. from Mexico.
Listen again here for more from the voice of agriculture, Kansas Farm Bureau.
KD Country 94 weather.
Here's a look at your local weatherology forecast. A dense fog advisory continues. Chance for showers and foggy early today. Otherwise, cloudy skies expected. High of 63. East winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected again tonight. Chance of thunderstorms. Lows level off around 49. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KD Country 94. Currently 50.
Your number one source for local sports in North Central Kansas. This is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Sports.
KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuis. Kansas State senior Carla Bernaya has been honored as one of the best golfers in the nation for the second straight season, as she was named a first-team All-American by the Women's Golf Coaches Association, or WGCA, the organization announced on Tuesday. The first All-American in school history when she earned the designation a year ago. This is the lone first-team designation in Burnett's career, as she was placed on the second team by the WGCA and the third team by Golf Week in 23-24. The 24-25 Big 12 Women's Golfer of the Year set the single season program record for scoring average at 70.08 thanks to shooting in the 60s in 18 of her 39 rounds. As 46.2% of her rounds, Burnett finished in the top 5 in 8 of her 13 starts. While she did not have a finish outside the top 20, additionally she finished at even par or under par in all 13 events. The 2025 Augusta National Women's Amateur Champion will compete in the U.S. Women's Open this Thursday through Sunday at Erin Hills Golf Course in Erin, Wisconsin. Kansas Information Network Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuis.
Coming up, it's your KDNS KZDY Sports Bite with John Bowden, brought to you by Treb Construction in Tipton, your one-stop shop for construction, concrete work, and garage doors. Nick's Pasture Clearing LLC. If what you need done involves a skid steer, give Nick's Pasture Clearing North of Downs a call. And Goddard Repair, specializing in semi and trailer repair on Highway 24 in Beloit. Proud supporters of your area athletics. And now for your Sports Bite.
Two North Central Kansas golfers will compete on the second day of the Kansas State High School Activity Association Golf Championships. Beloit's J.J. Sloan is tied for 25th at Buffalo Dunes in Garden City in 3A. He shot an 81 yesterday. Wichita Collegiate's Landon Langston leads it with a 70. Eli Martin of Atchison and Jake Mooney of Russell will join J.J. Sloan on hole 1 at 10 a.m. this morning. At McPherson's Turkey Creek, Carson Sass of Smith Center made the cut for day two with an 82. He's tied for 25th. Cole Kirchhoff also played for Smith Center but did not make it to day two. Noah Dell of Hoxie shot 68 to lead 2A. This morning at 10:10, Carson Sass of Smith Center, Jonathan Hart of Rossville, and Tyler Casebolt of TRC will tee off at Turkey Creek on hole one at 10:10 a.m. Lakeside, looking for the fifth straight Sand Green Championship, tees off this morning at Cottonwood Falls Country Club near Emporia. Two-time defending champion Jace Cunningham, a senior, Jackson Hardy, a senior, Gabe Smith, a senior, Eli Schmidt, sophomore, and Tatum Miller, junior, will be looking to win the grass green, the Sand Green State Championship for the fifth time. Corey Booker, head golf coach at Lakeside, said Cottonwood Falls is not very long, but if you're a slicer, you're going to be in trouble.
Cottonwood Falls is a par 33. They only have one par 5 on the course. Rest in, like, I think 4 par 3s. So it is a little shorter course. If you slice on that course, you're out of bounds on most all the holes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, all of those you'll be out of bounds if you slice even a little bit. So it still comes down to hitting the ball straight, just like it does on grass. You just have to be accurate with your tee shots and accurate with your approach shots and let it play as it plays.
Osborne native Jolene Mick has been named as a 2025 Jerry Jones Kansas Wesleyan Athletic Hall of Fame inductee. She will be inducted in October in a ceremony at Kansas Wesleyan. Mick was a standout runner for Kansas Wesleyan cross country and track program. She was a two-time KCAC champion, winning the 2006 and 2007 KCA championships. In 2006, Mick finished 22nd, earning NAIA All-American honors at NAIA National Championship. She qualified for the NAIA Indoor National Championships in the 5,000 meter, the NAIA Outdoor National Champs in the 1,000 meter in 2008, was part of the distance medley relay that qualified for indoor nationals in 2009 and the 5,000 meter. She holds the Kansas Wesleyan record in the half marathon.
The Voice of Agriculture, Kansas Farm Bureau.
The U.S. is clamping down on the importing of livestock from Mexico. The move is designed to stop the spread of what's called the New World screwworm.
Screwworms haven't really been a problem in the U.S. because they were effectively eradicated in the 60s using what's called a sterile fly technique.
Farm Bureau economist Bert Nelson says sterile flies are grown then released into the wild, which slows down the breeding process. The technique has worked until the pest began spreading last year again in Panama and Costa Rica and then moved into Mexico.
There's only one facility left to produce those sterile flies, and that's located in Panama. There's no longer enough flies to keep this thing at bay. This has led USDA to shut down the ports of entry to cattle, bison, and horses entering the U.S. from Mexico.
Listen again here for more from the Voice of Agriculture, Kansas Farm Bureau.